This is Purple Fridays with OJ and Shanda, presented exclusively on 95.1 Shine FM by Rosedale Roofing.
On a February evening almost 5 years ago, the Ravens beat the 49ers in Super Bowl 47.
As the confetti fell on our heads, I looked at my arms with the tape residue from the IV and was reminded of...
That's O.J. Brigance. He'll finish that thought in a moment. O.J. worked in the Ravens front office then and still does today. He has ALS and is confined to a wheelchair. O.J. had been a very public presence during the Ravens' march through the playoffs that season, even presenting the winner's trophy to the team in the locker room after the Ravens beat the Patriots in the championship game.
J.B., we've had a very special locker room scene here. There's silence at the moment as O.J. Brigance, who's the senior advisor to this team, and a big part of the Ravens' success, is about to, through his computer, presenting the Lamar Hunt trophy to the Ravens. Here you go.
Congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens. Your resiliency has outlasted your adversity. You are the AFC champions. You are my mighty men. With God, all things are possible.
OJ, thank you so much. God bless you. OJ Brigance.
What you may not know is OJ almost didn't make it to the Super Bowl 2 weeks later.
I just made the evening team meeting where I was greeted with an ovation.
That was the team meeting the night before the Super Bowl. O.J. started that day, Saturday, in a Baltimore hospital before getting the news he could leave.
We hightailed it home to throw something in our suitcases and we were off to the airport. It was night by the time we made it to the hotel in New Orleans.
On Thursday before the Super Bowl, O.J.'s doctors were concerned.
If the doctors didn't see improvement by Saturday, they wouldn't clear me to make the flight to the game.
In fact, O.J.'s stay in the hospital was lasting longer than anyone expected. He wasn't responding to treatment.
One day led to two, then three, then four.
O.J.'s hospital adventure started on Monday of Super Bowl week after spending the entire week before in bed feeling lethargic.
Once at the hospital, they discovered that my blood sugar was over 350, which is very high.
Not just high, but O.J. was close to going into diabetic shock. Yep. On Super Bowl week, the biggest week of the season for his team, O.J. Brigance was diagnosed with diabetes and almost didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Let's go back to O.J.'s thoughts during the Super Bowl postgame celebration.
As the confetti fell on our heads, I looked at my arms with the tape residue from the IV and was reminded of God's promise, "Never will I leave you or forsake you."